Since Albany's Palace Theater opened in 1931, it has provided a wide array of cultural events and served as a hub for the creative community. Last week, the Palace took center stage at its own press conference, where officials announced an ambitious project to revitalize the old movie house, with the intent to position the Palace as a gateway to downtown. But there are a few loose ends. The project entails expanding the theater's footprint along North Pearl Street, adding several new elements, including a 600-seat theater, creating a multifaceted arts program accessible to the entire community, and establishing a state-of-the-art video post-production center. Renovations within the main theater will expand the lobby and enhance the current stage, backstage area, and box office. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy cited projections indicating the improvements will impact downtown to the tune of $125 million and create over 200 new jobs. The dazzling details came under scrutiny of reporters at the theater. Where was the money coming from to fund the project? And what would it all mean for nearby theater company Capital Rep? First, the money. 11th Ward Common Council member Judd Crasher says it's very unclear how the Palace is going to fund the expansion and what will happen with the property itself.
So there is an ordinance before the council that is now in the council planning committee that will sell that property, the Palace Theater, to the actual Palace Incorporated. Because the city currently owns the Palace Theater and leases it to the Palace. And early indications that we received from the mayor's office and from council leadership is that the plan is to sell that current property, the Palace Theater, for a nominal amount, so something like a dollar, to the Palace Theater. And there are a group of us on the council that have a serious problem with the notion of selling a very valuable property for a nominal value. The city has pumped in a great deal of money with capital improvements into that facility, and it just doesn't make any market sense and is actually a disservice to the taxpayers if we were to move forward and sell the Palace for a nominal amount.
Crasher expects the planning committee will be meeting within 2 weeks to discuss the property transfer.
So the council has to give final sign-off on the sale of property. It is city-owned property, as I mentioned, so the council has to authorize the sale of the property. Whatever is determined to be the final dollar amount, the council has to sign off on that.
The mayor's office did not immediately respond to a request for comment. At the announcement, Palace Executive Director Holly Brown explained timetables are being worked out and the planning continues.
We are applying for funding now through the state with the application that's due at the end of the month.
Brown said she'd been holding exploratory conversations with Capital Repertory, based nearby on Pearl Street, which was the second item reporters scrutinized, wondering if Cap Rep might be welcome to use the additional 600-seat theater.
Cap Rep is a huge asset to downtown Albany. I think all of us would be, very upset if they had to leave this area. So anything that we can do to support their efforts, we want to do that.
Proctor CEO Philip Morris says while they did talk about Cap Rep's physical needs, a match wasn't made in heaven there.
They were very tentative. They came back with some ideas, but we never heard back after those meetings. Cap Rep's needs are for something that it can utilize 200 days a year between rehearsal and performances. It's a pretty busy space. And 600 seats is substantively too large for what Cap Rep does.
Morris says Cap Rep is pressing on.
Well, I have no idea why there's a hesitancy about the life of Cap Rep. When Proctor's took over management and, in essence, we aligned ourselves, now 4 years ago, there was risk of financial disaster. At this point, all of Cap Rep's debts are paid, and the year looks great. The current show, Janice, is doing terrific. Cap Rep is not at risk financially at all.
Morris notes Cap Rep is at some risk of having to move if the building it occupies is sold, but they keep examining all their options. He sees no threat to Cap Rep from the palace now or in the future.
Capital Region is kind of blessed with an abundance of performance venues and seats, all of which are presenters, not producers, Cap Rep being one of the few producers of art.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.